Listen, Dan Green's out for us this morning.
Is he?
Do you know why?
Why?
Let him tell you. Morning, Dan.
Yes, good morning, Toby. Well, we are on the hunt this morning for something that has been spotted around Sheffield. There is feverish speculation about what this is online.
And right, where they're Dan. What do you think it is?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, what do you think it is?
That big cat.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe it's some kind of bird. Yeah.
What about Simon Cowell?
What is it, Dan?
How about this as a clue?
A cheap phone.
The Ghostbusters car, Toby, has been spotted driving around Sheffield. Not only that, it has real-life Ghostbusters in Ghostbuster overalls and backpack things driving around Sheffield. Mm. And it's been spotted outside the Berry's pork sandwich shop on Herries Road, which is where I'm standing right now.
Yeah.
It has been pictured outside there. We don't know whether they went in for a Berry's pork sandwich or not.
These are the questions. Mm.
But they were... They were pictured outside here. So I'm on the hunt for it this morning. Now, the only explanation I can think of is that it's the actual Ghostbusters and they are on the hunt for some sort of ghost. So I'm wondering...
Thank you very much indeed, Dan. Thank you. Now, I'm going to cut that there. That's the only explanation he can think of, that it's the real Ghostbusters. How long does a journalism degree actually take?
Well, you know, you've got to do an undergraduate degree, 3 years, and then so probably some kind of postgraduate. I think Dan did a master's, which is another year at least.
For 5 years?
Oh, yes, in about sort of £25,000.
5 years, 25 grand.
I didn't even bother with one.
Neither did I.
So that's useless.
I'm presenting the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us more about your hunt for the Ghostbusters car.
All of that studying was useless because it didn't teach me how to bait a ghost outside a pork sandwich shop at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, if anyone has ideas, someone told me on Twitter that perhaps I could put a white sheet over my head. That might be an idea. But if you've spotted it anywhere driving around Sheffield, then let me know. I just want to ask you, is there something strange in your neighbourhood?
No.
No. No. No, not really, no.
Not that I know of, no.
No. Chip shop.
A chip shop? That's not very strange, okay. Is it? If there was anything strange in your neighbourhood, who would you call?
Oh, police, I suppose, yeah.
God, probably.
God, you'd call God if you got a hotline to him.
Yes.
We have got a neighbourhood watch type thing.
Right. Are they any good at ghosts?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Oh, your script.
So you've not found it then, Dan?
Well, since then, there has been a breakthrough through a careful bit of detective work and Googling. I've pieced together the clues and I've arrived in Southey. And when I turned onto the road where we rather suspected it might be, I was faced with the Ectomobile and Craig McKayley coming out of his house. You are our Ghostbuster, Craig.
Thank you.
How did this all come about?
Basically, it just started out as a dream. I always liked Ghostbusters. I wanted to start my own business, and having a love of props, I just suddenly decided I'm going to go for it.
And it's not been particularly straightforward. This came from being a black hearse, did it?
That's right, yeah.
And you've done all this work yourself?
From having it resprayed to a custom roof box made to actually having the light bars shipped. It's been a long, long process and it's still not finished.
And I think the thing that's got people talking more than anything is that it's not just a Ghostbusters car. You have got all the kit. You've been walking around dressed in the costumes. And what's this that I can see in the back?
That's actually a hand-built proton pack. It was made by a fellow Ghostbuster. Give credit to him, it's Phil Bennett from the UK Ghostbusters.
What's that noise?
Simon Fletcher 1.
Right. Well, I think we've woken the neighbours up anyway, yeah, if there was possibly anyone still asleep. Has it been all straightforward?
No, it's been 18 months in the planning. I've hit every bump and obstacle along the way, and I'm still hitting them now.
Right. In terms of what?
Legalities, business advice. Although there are lots of people out there claiming to be able to help, it's not always that straightforward.
I bet the Ghostbusters themselves didn't have these problems. I bet Bill Murray wasn't getting into wrangles with the taxi licensing authorities.
No. However, I have. And as of yesterday, I found out I can't take passengers.
Right.
Unless it's for a wedding or a funeral.
Right. I know. I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, maybe a wedding at a push, but maybe not in its original form as a hearse anymore. But you're keeping the dream alive, are you?
I'm not going to let anyone beat me down, and that's how I've always been.
You were unemployed, as I understand it.
I am. Yeah. Right. I'm unemployed.
Right. And this is your chosen route, is it?
It is, yeah. Everyone knows Ghostbusters. Those that don't want to watch the film, so I'm happy they're happy.